Darren, Kerry and Sky. Weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
Hello?
Hi, Karen. Darren Mull here from Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio. How are you?
Hello, Darren. You know what? I heard your last podcast and you made me sound like a fool. I just want to say that.
It's a podcast. It's not edited. It's played out as recorded.
Yes, but why did I come across as so ignorant then? You know, I just don't agree with what's going on, and I am entitled to my opinion, okay?
Yes, you are entitled to your opinion, and that's why I'm calling you. I want to check in with you.
All right, okay. But don't make me sound stupid.
Okay, I'll do what I can. So, what do you want to talk about today, Karen? I promise I won't edit anything out. I will post this podcast from the moment you answered the phone to the moment you hang up, okay?
Darren, I don't understand why everyone is fear-mongering this corona. It's like the flu. I mean, seriously, only 8,000 dead in South Africa. Why must we cripple the whole economy for like a flu?
Well, Karen, this coronavirus is highly contagious. Without mitigation efforts like lockdowns, each person with COVID-19 will infect another 2 or 3 people. So that's twice as contagious as the flu. Now, the science tells us this virus has a long incubation period, up to 14 days, giving a wide window of opportunity for people to infect others before they even know that they're infected. And carriers may be most contagious in the last 48 hours before they start getting symptoms, making transmission even more blind.
Yes, but the flu kills much more people than this corona.
No, Karen. This is a myth. The seasonal flu, on average in the US, kills between 20,000 and 60,000 people a year. COVID-19 has killed 153,000 people in the US in under 5 months, and that's just deaths, Karen. We haven't even measured long-term lung, heart, brain, and vascular damage.
Yep. You like your numbers, hey, Darren? Well, here's a number for you, like over 120. That's how many days we've been in lockdown. Why didn't we have a lockdown for SARS or MERS, all those other coronaviruses?
That's actually a good question, Karen. Unlike SARS and swine flu, this novel coronavirus is both highly contagious and especially deadly. SARS was also a coronavirus, yes, and it was a novel virus at the time. And SARS ended up infecting about 8,000 people and 800 people died. So that's a 10% mortality rate. So that's a high fatality rate, but luckily it wasn't very contagious. Swine flu, or H1N1, was very contagious and it infected like some 60 million people in America alone. So highly contagious, but much less lethal. What makes this novel coronavirus so dangerous is that it is both contagious and twice as lethal as the flu. That's why the lockdowns, that's why all the mitigation efforts basically simplify it. Do nothing, people die. Do something, people live. It's that simple.
Yeah, but why always so much focus on the negative? Why doesn't mainstream media focus on the recoveries? It's always this many dead and this many infected and this many people are positive. What about the recoveries and the recovery rate, eh?
Because, Karen, people don't change their behavior when you give them good news. That's why when the road fatality numbers come in, they don't say things like, well done, 12,600,420 people used their cars in South Africa this month, and we're proud to announce that 12,600,326 of those people made it home alive. We don't do that. It's also why we have very irritating things that millions of people have to abide by legally in order to save 60, 70, 80, 90 lives per month. You know, pesky inconveniences like a driver's license and a car license and speed limits and traffic enforcement and speed humps and seatbelts and airbags and global vehicle safety standards. All of these things that everyone has to abide by so that we can save a couple of lives.
I know you hate to hear this, Darren, but we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this one, okay? And one more thing. Why do you have to comment on the radio about us on Umhlanga Beach, hey? Why must they chase us off the beach? Shouldn't the focus be on the packed malls and those shops rather than outdoor areas where people are being healthy and getting their necessary vitamin D and fresh air is moving between the people? No one is going to get the virus or the COVID on the beach. So please don't go and spoil it for everyone. Just leave us on the beach. Oh, you know what? I just don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm not going to let the government or whoever take away my rights. I'm going to live my life and I'm going to ignore all the people that are trying to fill me with fear. That's that.
All right. Two things. Karen, can you buy groceries on the beach? That's why there are people in the shopping malls. Can you get sunlight, vitamin D, and exercise on the promenade or in your backyard next to your swimming pool? And that's why beaches are closed and malls are open. All right, one more thing. Did you hear the news that you can now get the coronavirus from your phone?
What? When did this come out? Oh, no, man.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.